This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Divisional round is in the books. I'm not even sure I know anything about football anymore. Let's get the overreactions from what was a crazy weekend. Michael, if you would.
Let's get this Litz in the mix.
Let's go!
We have time for one more.
All right.
We might as well.
Why does it always seem like wide receivers are the biggest divas?
Oh, pants, the silks.
Nice job on the blitz, Mike. Okay, overreactions. Divisional weekend. Sully, the floor is yours.
Only right to start out with the star of the weekend, Nick Foles. No. That being said, though, Doug Peterson and the Eagles have come out and said that they are committed to Carson Wentz. He is their future.
Duh.
Right decision.
Yes. Anybody that was doing this Nick Foles nonsense is an idiot. Carson Wentz is a better player, a younger player. He is the franchise. And Foles exposed himself again. No pun intended. I mean, he wasn't any good.
It was tragic.
He had one good throw damn near on Sunday. And then what? He did nothing. He didn't play well against the Bears. He didn't play well against the Saints. So I don't want to hear anymore. Last year is last year. And it's dead as a doorknob. So, yes, Wentz is the quarterback, and let some idiot team like Jacksonville pay Nick Foles.
Very, very sad. Okay, there's a headline today, Bill Barnwell. This is the most exciting NFL Final Four ever. Now, is that a classic hot take of making some huge proclamation, or can you believe that?
I can make a case for it. So if I can make a case for it, then I can't get mad about it. Yeah. I mean, you're getting the Saints and Rams. You're getting the Chiefs and Pats. I can't believe the Patriots are here again. Like Belichick just lives to make people like me look stupid. I don't even think they're that good, but guess what? They're here. Honestly, you watch them play, you don't even think they're that good, but here they are. And you know what? Well, hell, what are you going to doubt Brady at this point? He doesn't even look that good, but he's here. I don't know. But yeah, Mike, it is exciting. The Pats get the national interest. Mahomes gets the national interest. The Saints and Rams are the two sexiest teams in the NFC. It's perfect. Championship Sunday can't get here soon enough. I love it. I cannot wait.
Double box.
Oh, triple box.
Well, on that note, these two championship games will be close, high-scoring games. Do you agree with that?
Don't ask me. I don't deserve the right to pick a football game after this weekend.
Whatever it is, be the opposite, right?
Yeah. So I say high, close-scoring games. It'll be low blowouts, like 20-0 a pop. No, I mean, the over-unders are dueling at 57. That's a high total in the NFL. You're getting a three-point spread in each game. There's part of me that wants to make a bold take, but I haven't reserved the right to do it after the embarrassment of this weekend. Perhaps by Friday I'll share it with you. We'll save that for later.
We'll look forward to that.
Oh, yeah. No. Patronizing little jerk.
No, we will. We are looking forward to that. And then, okay, so on the topic of the conference title games as well, there is not one good defense left in the playoffs in the Final Four. Meaning all four defenses aren't really any good.
Are we talking statistically or, you know, able to win on Sunday? I mean,
I'll give you the hot take version of it. This is another one from Barnwell.
The Saints gave up 14 points Sunday.
These are the worst defenses we've ever seen in conference title games.
And the best offenses. So take the hot take and cram it up your ass. I mean, I think the Saints defense at home plays a different brand of football. They shut down the Eagles. They took care of business. I think the Rams have the Saints have every chance to put a nice performance out there. But defense doesn't win you football games at this point. It's all about the offenses, and good defenses can be made to look bad in today's NFL.
Question, who is the best coach left out of these Final Four teams?
Bill Belichick. I mean, really, that's a question.
Best set of coaches as well.
No, but Bill Belichick's the best coach of all time. Why would you ask me that?
Right now, you'd still say?
Yes.
In terms of this individual season?
What, did he get a lobotomy? I mean, last week, great example. Belichick never takes the ball. He always defers. He takes the ball, they go 53 yards and hit the Chargers in the face with a hammer. He's the best coach in the league. He's the best coach in history. He's the best coach in the history of sports, ball or puck. I mean, if you take Belichick out of it, it's a way more relevant question, but that wasn't the question.
Take Belichick out of it.
Nah, you don't get to do that. I already answered the question.
Out of the
three. I'd like to move on.
Out of the three.
I'd like to move on.
All right, hot take or not. This will be the last time this season, meaning the last time we see Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, and Drew Brees play NFL football.
I agree because of Gronk. I think Gronk's done. This time next year, he'll be doing beer cruises, strip club appearances, and probably doing WWE wrestling. He's done. He can't play anymore. And the Patriots are not going to pay him $9 million when they tried to get rid of him this year, paying him $8 million. I think he'll be let go, and he doesn't want to catch passes from anyone other than Tom Brady. So, yeah, okay, fair.
Could you see it with Brees, though?
If he wins the Super Bowl, yes.
All right, who has the biggest home field advantage in the two games this upcoming weekend?
Saints.
They have the bigger one?
They've never lost in the Dome under Peyton in the playoffs. Never lost. LaVar Ball. I mean, Arrowhead's nice, but home field advantage didn't help the Chiefs last week. It was the Colts burping vomit all over themselves that did. The Saints, that affected Philly. The crowd noise affected Philly. And it's something to it, man. They don't lose in the Dome in the playoffs, so I would say Superdome.
Both. I mean, both are going to be some great home field crowds, no doubt about
that.
Well,
then why'd you ask me the question? You make the case for Arrowhead, then.
Because they're both great Arrowheads. I mean, you hear it all the time, right? You hear Arrowhead's one of the
wildest
places to play.
The Colts affected the Colts. Listen, whatever. Go ahead. I hope you're right.
Well, there you go. Let's build off that, then, about the Colts. What happened to the Colts?
What I want to say, I can't because
I
can't because it's vulgar and it's vile. I thought they were garbage. I thought Andrew Luck played the worst game of his career. Thought the offensive line was underwhelming. Thought the play calling by Frank Reich sucked. Yep. I thought their defense wasn't even awake the first two drives with some of the worst attempts at tackling I've ever seen. I thought they played scared. It's like they didn't realize Patrick Mahomes was going to throw the football all over the place. They get a gift, get a fumble at the 20. Andrew Luck gives it right back. Adam Vinatieri and that beard that looks like it was dipped in frosting. He's out here missing a 23-yarder. He's out here missing an extra point. He's smiling at the sky. I thought the Colts were an utter disgrace. Is that clear enough?
Anything else you'd like to add?
No. I mean, I just I nailed everything right there, didn't I?
Yes. On the other hand, though, with the Chargers, true or false, you agree with this? This was more of a case, Patriots-Chargers, more of a case of the Patriots having a great game plan as opposed to the Chargers being overrated or something like that.
Well, okay, but both things can be true. Belichick clearly had the upper hand in what he had prepared for that game. For Gus Bradley to have one of the best game plans I've seen against the Ravens with the 7 defensive back alignment for almost 60 snaps, no team in history had ever played more than 12 snaps with 7 DBs. For him to have that game plan one week, and then to come out against the Patriots and have no game plan. I mean, they look like they'd never seen James White, never had seen Julian Edelman. Tom Brady was able to get whatever he wanted on short dropbacks. Joey Bosa was nowhere to be found. Melvin Ingram was nowhere to be found. It was an embarrassment. I mean, Rivers answers the first touchdown at 7-7. The defense goes right back out. Boom, 14. Boom, 21. Boom, 28. Boom, 35. You just don't see that. So part of it's a game plan, but part of it is the Charger defense did not show up. It was terrible.
Last one for you, and I'll even give you the out on this. Don't have to answer it if you don't want to or not ready to yet.
Okay.
But do you have the two teams that you like going to the Super Bowl out of this weekend?
I mean, Saints and Chiefs. I can't do this with the Patriots anymore. They're not that good. They don't belong here. They're not that good. So I'll say Saints and Chiefs. There you go. I mean, I'm not picking the Rams going to the Dome and do it. Can't do it. But so naturally, it'll be Rams and Patriots in the Super Bowl because I had the worst week of picking games ever in history, and I don't deserve to live. Does that sound about right?
It's crazy, though, when you watch last week just how good the Patriots looked. Like, can they possibly
but
put together—
But they're not that good.
Can they possibly put together another game plan like that and just somehow get back to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, well, they don't have 2 weeks to do it, and they're not at home, and I don't know, man. I just— Can't help it. They're not that good. I don't know why they're here. Oh, wait. Belichick is a witch, and he has a blood oath with Satan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.